Chapter 3. Friends. Still, Sarah was always polite. She was very patient and very smart. She also loved to read and invent stories about beautiful things. Her new friends at the school loved her stories. Her first real friend was Ermengarde. Ermengarde wasn't smart, but she was very kind. Sarah made up stories to help Ermengarde learn better. Sarah also took care of all the little girls, especially Lottie. Lottie's mother had died when she was young, and sometimes Lottie would cry and say, "Oh, I don't have a mother." "I'll be your mother," Sarah said. "We'll pretend you're my little girl." After that, Lottie didn't cry much at all. One day, Sarah got a letter from her father with exciting news. Her father's best friend from elementary school had found diamond mines on his land in Africa. The man had invited Sarah's father to be partners. After that, all the girls begged Sarah to tell them stories about diamonds.
"Diamond mines? That's impossible," said Lavinia. She didn't like Sarah at all.
Around this time, Sarah made another friend. Becky was a maid at the school. She was only 14 years old, but she worked very hard. One day when Sarah was telling a story, Becky stopped working to listen. Sarah's stories made her forget her hard life.
"Becky," Miss Minchin shouted, "I'm not paying you to dream."
Sarah felt sorry for Becky. She found Becky upstairs and told her she would tell her stories if she wanted.
"I can't, miss. I'll get in trouble."
"I have an idea," said Sarah. After that, Becky cleaned Sarah's room last every day. Sarah met her there and told her a bit of a story each time. Sarah missed her father, but her friends at the school made life easier, and time flew by.